This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Holiday season brings in joy and festivities. However, holidays can become quite difficult for those who are dealing with loneliness, isolation, loss, and grief. The cheerfulness of the Christmas season may make these individuals feel more depressed. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with the Director of Grief and Community Outreach at Kilpatrick Funeral Home, Pam Lavender, about handling the grief and sadness some may experience during the holiday season on this week's Life Transitions.
Pam, this is a season to be jolly, but a lot of people don't feel jolly during holiday time. Why do you think that happens?
Well, I think it happens because the holiday season brings on a lot of unwelcome guests, stress and depression. You've got people grieving due to a death in their family, or people grieving from illnesses that maybe a family member has or they have. And then you've got also massive life changes or events that sour the season in many ways.
Like what?
Let's say, for instance, you're elderly. You have an elderly person that's gone into a nursing home. This is their first time in the nursing home during Christmas, and no one comes to see them. It's sad for them. And then they're reliving their memories, thinking of Christmases in the past, thinking of bringing up their children and all the fun that they used to have and all the gathering, all the cooking they used to do, the parties they attended, the shopping, the baking, the cleaning, entertaining, and they no longer have that. So they're very sad, and it heightens their sadness. Stress family member situations. You know, you have family conflict at time during the holidays, especially if there's been a death in the family. You have family members wanting to continue traditions, and then you have family members that do not want to, you know, continue the tradition. So you've got conflicting desires, and you have broken hearts.
Do you think social media plays a role these days in making us feel more lonely and isolated?
I do, especially for those that are going to be alone for the holidays, that have no other opportunity to go be with family or friends. They look on Facebook and they see some of their family members in a different state because of an illness they could not go, so they're sad. They become depressed. Or they see friends that they went to high school with and how all their families are having a great time, but they've had a loss in their family, and it just heightens their sadness.
So, Pam, how can we address this kind of holiday loneliness and grief?
Go to social gatherings, but if you don't feel like it, say no. Learn to change some of your gatherings. Find companionship. Find someone that can go and enjoy things with you. Volunteer. It's a way to serve others. And have a plan before you go places. Have an exit. And check in with yourself. Take a moment to breathe. Ask yourself how you're doing. Companion yourself. Care for yourself. Listen. Reach out where it feels good to reach out, and curl in when you need to make the season as comfortable as you can for yourself.
Thank you, Pam. My guest for today was Pam Lavender, Director of Grief and Community Outreach at Kilpatrick Funeral Home. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.